I have a testimony. And 2 weeks ago, we were praying before bed, and John said something about, well, something about asking God for sweet dreams, I think. And so we received it. I said, I received that. And so that night, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was in a congregation, and it seemed like the worship team was late, or whoever was supposed to speak was late, but nothing was happening up front, and people were getting a little restless. And then someone said, well, let's just close our eyes and pray. So I was sitting in my seat, and there was someone behind me, and I felt this finger like that, just on top of my head. And so I instantly, you know, went in receiving mode, and I knew it was a man. I knew he was praying for me, and it was just very sweet. It was a sweet dream. So I woke up and in the morning went out to John. Well, do you have your sweet dream? And if he did, he didn't remember it, but he might have had one, but I did. And anyway, what that dream meant to me, and I have loved this verse in the past, it is Luke 11:20. And it's just a short verse, but it says, but if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. And so I meditated on that in the morning, and I believe it's very powerful because we have the kingdom of God in us now, right? And we have that authority through Jesus when we speak his word to drive out demons. And something John said this morning just now reminded me of a verse in Habakkuk 3:4. His splendor was like the sunrise, rays flash from his hand where his power was hidden. And that right hand always signifies the power of God. And so as we stand in Jesus, that's why we pray for people, lay hands on them, and that right hand speaks of his power. So anyway, I was meditating on that verse quite a bit, and then 5 days later, we were in the prison. And let's see, how did that go? Was it all the same? It wasn't all the same day, the dream in the morning? No, 5 days later, it was a Sunday. We had a wonderful morning, just last Sunday, I believe it was. Yeah, last Sunday. Wonderful morning in church, lots of praise and worship. Then we went into the prison, and this is where I'm headed. This man, a younger man, 35, seemed very young to me, was new. He came in all excited. He came in with his friends, and he was a wreck. You could tell. I mean, he was still shaking. He had just come in, and he had been searching for God. Oh, that's what happened in the morning. I knew something happened in that morning. See, I didn't make a list. I didn't do notes. But in the morning, before church, I was having my quiet time. And I heard this song, I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. Do you all know that? I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. And they sang it 3 times. And then they say, that's why I trust him, that's why I trust him. So I was hearing that verse, and I looked up a little video. And when John came out, I said, oh, we've got to play that in the prison again sometime. And so I said, no hurry, it just came back to me, and we were loving that song. So anyway, we went in that night, and this young man came out, and he had just been admitted to the prison. And actually, he had been on heroin since he was 14. Now he's 35. He had OD'd, and I can say what happened because it was all in the paper. I looked it up, but They resuscitated him, got him back, and he was out of it and apparently hurt the person helping him. So they admitted him. But he prayed in his room, And his roommate, I think, brought him in. But he prayed. He was seeking God. It was just like the song. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. And he said God spoke to him. I mean, he knows nothing about God. He knew nothing. But God spoke to him and said, I've known you all my life. And he was just so blown away. He wanted to come to church. He came with his friends. And they told him, you know, you've got to accept the Lord. And he felt like he had, but he really didn't know what he was doing. So we just wanted to make sure we explained it to him. So John explained the whole salvation message, the good news of the gospel. And he kept saying, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm never doing this again. But I kept hearing my head, we're going to pray about this, you know. This takes more than willpower. And, I mean, he had been doing heroin since he was 14. So, hello. So, he went up front with a couple of his friends that brought him in, and he prayed, welcome. And he accepted the Lord, and John prayed for him. And while they were up front praying, I got this headache right here. And it's like just out of the blue. And then I thought, wait a minute, I don't have a headache, and this isn't me. And what I heard was Satan had a hold of him still from the heroin addiction, you know, right in that place in the brain. And so everybody's still up there praying for him, and so I went up and laid hands on him and prayed for him. And, I mean, he just went down on his knees, crying. And so God really moved for him. And then the beautiful thing that happened was before we even started, this man named Tom, who got saved a few months ago, he just got, you know, his friends there brought him to church, led him to the Lord, maybe middle-aged guy. He had already said he wanted to speak, to share something, but we did this first for this young man who was so desperate. And so then Tom went up front. And he said, well, he said, I've only been saved, I think, 3.5, 4 months. I got saved right here in this room. And he's telling everybody, because we have new people all the time. New people are there. And he said, he's just so happy. He's just so happy and free. He said, well, we just wanted to show our appreciation, you know, for being able to come to church and him being saved, a whole new life. And he said he and some friends got together, and they colored this, and they wanted to give it to us. And it says on the bottom, from the church at SSCF. And the verses are Luke 11:14-23. You know, that's right where my verse is. If the finger of God, you know, you drive out demons by the finger of God. But here it is. Yeah, there are four men in the back watching. There's Jesus delivering a man. There's the rays of splendor coming out. And there's the demon being pushed back out of his life. But of all the pictures they could have colored, you know, that's exactly what God was doing throughout the whole day. And just reminding us once again that every believer has that power and authority. And Jesus told his disciples, you know, all who believe will go out, you know, preach the gospel, heal the sick, deliver people of demons. And we still have demonic activity today. And you might think, well, once someone's born again, they don't have a problem. But if they have been involved in stuff for a long time, they sometimes need help, and they definitely need their will engaged. They have to want to be free. So anyway, I thought it was very encouraging. I didn't think it was just for me, but that finger of God, he has anointed us. And yeah, so thank you.